This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Labor is the through line for a lot of the economic news in this country this week. First-time jobless claims tomorrow, the monthly unemployment report on Friday, both expected to be grim. Far fewer Americans, in a nutshell, getting paychecks than even a couple of weeks ago. In China, a lot of workers get paid monthly. And while unemployment in Chinese cities stands at just over 6%, as far as you can trust Chinese statistics anyway, the law over there says those who still have a job, coronavirus shutdown notwithstanding, are supposed to get their full regular salaries. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack went to see how that's playing out in practice.
Huang Xiangyun is happy to be back at work at this clothing store in the suburbs of Shanghai. In January, she was back to central Anhui province to visit her family. She wasn't able to leave her in-laws' home for 20 days because of fears about the COVID-19 virus.
Some officials dug a big hole in our road so no cars could enter the village. We could go grocery shopping, but we avoided that if we could. My father-in-law organized volunteers to buy the stuff villagers needed.
At the same time, the company she works for in Shanghai wasn't able to open. Huang Xiangyun was out of work for 40 days, which was tough. Most of her salary comes from commissions. Her colleague He Jie, who was also in Anhui province for a few weeks, heard the company will pay them for February with a catch.
The plan was to give us our base salary, and then we'd have to work overtime to make up for the pay.
She says she and the other staff protested, and the idea was shelved. Zhu Ren lives in Anhui and was very worried about contracting COVID-19, even more than about keeping his job at a local flight data company, despite U.S. airlines and other carriers cutting flights to and from China.
At first, I thought the economic impact would be short-term. Besides, they'll still need people to work after the epidemic ends.
He thought at most he'd be put on unpaid leave for 2 months, which he says he could handle.
I have enough savings. My wife and I put away some 60% of our salaries every month. But then the worst thing happened.
In late February, he got laid off. A big blow. Until a week later, he found a job in public relations and it paid 30% more. In Guangdong province, China's manufacturing belt, Tai Hongling has been back at the shoe factory since late February. She makes minimum wage, but can more than double that with overtime and bonuses. Trouble is, she says, the U.S. isn't ordering much.
Yes, I still have work, but there is no overtime to do. So my salary will be very low.
On top of that, there are rumors of possible layoffs.
The rumor is that factories in the area plan to lay off workers 50 years or older at the end of this month.
She's not 50 yet, but she's close. And she says she needs this job for 2 more years before she qualifies for a pension. Back in Shanghai, clothes seller He Jie and Huang Xiangyun tell me they went back to work on March 9th. But ever since, they've been very careful about their spending. Like He Jie orders cheaper lunches and rarely buys clothes. 2 days after we spoke, they got paid. They gathered around the store computer to see how much they each got. $350, the minimum wage in Shanghai. Here's He Jie.
I'm happy, excited, thrilled. It's better than I anticipated.
Same with her colleague Huang Xiangyun.
We didn't work the month of February. To get the minimum wage is really good. It's so common for private companies to not pay employees in this situation.
Now she says she can cover most expenses for the month. No small relief, since her husband, who installs home appliances, didn't have much work and will have little to no pay. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.